The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Eternal God, we glorify you. Jesus Christ, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. To you, God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Siblings, today we remember before God all those saints who have died. They ran the race set before us and have now joined the great cloud of witnesses. Easily we can think of saints as those exemplars of the faith, the apostles, the numerous unnamed disciples that follow Jesus every single place, the calendar date upon calendar date of canonized saints. But what about those saints we have personally known? Our friends, our parents, siblings, grandparents, children, unnamed first responders, fellow workers in whatever industry we are a part of, you name it. And lest we forget, we too are to be counted in this great cloud of witnesses. The great multitudes from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And yet we experience death as a dividing wall, standing impenetrable between us and those that have passed. On this side, there is the sting of death, suffering, grief, faith, hope, the human condition. And on that side, there is happiness and peace, a shining river and fancy white robes, everlasting life. Knowing this, that we together are the saints, how ought we face our own mortality and that of others? Knowing that God has made us to be children of God and siblings of one parent. Jesus Christ faced this human condition as he went all throughout Galilee, bringing the good news of God's kingdom. At this margin of his own world, he began to understand our existence, that we, as Luther has said before, are beggars. This is true. All of us, to some degree or another, are weighed down in spirit because we are in need of, you name it, life-giving relationships, mental, physical, spiritual health. We need some kind of stability or sense of fulfillment, rest, closure. Perhaps illness might be the cause, or poverty, injustice, inequality. Well, perhaps it's just because we are just plain old humans. We are finite, and there is a point when our bodies simply shut down. It is from there, that vantage point, that Jesus decides to go up a mountain and to deliver God's promise that we as humanity need to desperately hear. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, this promise that God gives are for everyone who are weighed down, where it only seems that only God can be the thing that enriches our lives. God promises to give to all of us this peaceable kingdom, even as we stand on this side of eternity. Can you hear God's weary and weighed down people in these blessings? Perhaps can you see it yourself in these blessings that Jesus pronounces? Siblings, there are those in this life that mourn the separation that death brings to us all. The meek who are deprived of a full life. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness because they know the injustices of this world. The merciful who bring compassion to hurting hearts. The pure of heart whose intention is to align their lives with God's life. And the peacemakers who struggle to make wars, strife, and conflicts to cease. And then there are those that are persecuted, losing their entire lives for justice's sake. I can't help but on this day that my mind goes to the conflict in Israel and Palestine, and the untold degree of human suffering, weariness, and death. And my mind also goes to those countless veterans that every year commit suicide. From now through Veterans Day, we as a congregation are drawing attention to those veterans whose hidden wounds of war run so deep that is the only response they think they have in this life. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. We are all weighed down. All of us to varying degrees are weighed down in spirit. And it's precisely there that God's kingdom meets us where we're at, with the consolation that we so desperately need. The power of death, siblings, no longer builds a higher dividing wall between us and the saints. God's promises are like a longer table where none die alone. See what love God has given us, that through Christ's death and resurrection, we have become the children of God. We are kin to one another. We no longer remember those that have died or are dying today as merely participants on this side of our life. Together we are familia, we are family, living at one singular table with God. And today you will hear the names of those members of our congregation that have died, who join us at this table today. Irene Lukemeyer, Carol Shattuck, Mary Nieberman, Diane Phillips, Virginia Long, Todd Schenk, Erna Baum, Helen Martinson, David Hora. And later on in our service, we will commend our sister Erna to our Lord and Maker. And afterwards, I hope you can join us in committing her urn to our columbarium, where she will join us And I'd like to speak to you a little bit about Erna. Erna saw us as her family. And so I'd like to mention a little bit about one member of our family here today. Erna was born in Poland on August 25th, 1926, to Adolf and Alice Dobschultz. She had a twin brother, but he sadly passed away at birth. And the doctor that was delivering the two of them thought that she too would pass into the heavenly kingdom. She didn't. Erna remembered in those days in the 1920s how she had to stand for long lines for bread. She also remembered that she became an immigrant. Only with the clothes on her back, she and her parents were moved to Leipzig, where her grandparents resided. And tragically, both of her parents died there as well. And within the course of a couple of decades, on March 20th, 1974, she became a naturalized citizen of this country, as she was training to be a lab tech in microbiology. She moved to San Antonio, where she got married with her first husband. And shortly after, she moved to Houston, where she worked for the UT Dental School and became a well-respected person in her field. Erna became a member of this congregation on June 8, 2003, faithfully attending services. She was fiercely independent because, having to quote, she had to start over from scratch three times in my life. Erna loved dancing. She said, I think I may make it to 100, and then we'll go dancing. She would shop often at Tootsie's and was always dressed to the nines. And she became close friends with a gentleman named Sam Ross, who was her bridge partner for many years until dementia kicked in 2018. And all throughout this time, our faithful nurse, Linda Shoney, would visit Erna often. Our sister passed gently in the night with her caretaker on August 8th of this year. So how do we face our mortality if our sister is dancing ahead of us? I think Mark Munnert said it best with a song. All of us go down to the dust. Yet even at the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, 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 thanks be to God. There is much pain and sorrow in this world. There are too many souls that are poor in spirit. But there is a table that stretches long and long and long, and by stretching knocks down the dividing wall between this life and the next. The table of Christ's body and blood. And we are gathered here not to eat and drink as if the dead are by the river and we are sunk in a sea of tears. We're altogether saints in God's kingdom. So let us pray for the coming of this kingdom. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Merciful God, you heal the broken in heart and bind up the wounds of the afflicted. Strengthen us in our weakness, calm our troubled spirits, and dispel our doubts and fears. In Christ's rising from the dead, you conquered death and set wide that table which leads to everlasting life. Renew our trust in you, that by the power of your love, we shall one day gather at the river that flows by the throne of God, together again with all our siblings, dearly departed, all those poor in spirit. Grant this, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.